Exclusive Malkin, Catholic Church mad with me about book on open borders and they haven't even read it. By John Binder on September 11, 2019. Columnist Michelle Malkin says the Catholic Church is upset with her over her latest book, Open Borders Incorporated, Who's Funding America's Destruction? Despite church officials not having read it yet. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Malkin said a Catholic bishop threatened to defund a pro-life organization after she gave a speech to the group where she mentioned church officials cozying up to radical leftist Saul Alinsky. I haven't talked about this, so this is new, but the Catholic Church is already mad with me about this book and they haven't even read it, Malkin said. I simply mention, very briefly, in a speech that I gave to a pro-life group in Missouri that I was writing this book and that it was no coincidence that there was an intersection between the very same types of radicals who hijacked the Catholic Church in Chicago who aligned themselves with Saul Alinsky. I mean, the man, not just the concepts or theories. This goes back all the way to the 60s and 70s and the establishment of the Conference of Bishops itself, as well as the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, which is basically the social justice organizing wing of the Catholic Party, Malkin continued. I simply mentioned that, and as punishment, a bishop in that state of Missouri threatened the funding of the organization that I was speaking to unless they disavowed the 40 seconds out of a 40-minute speech that I had given to this pro-life group which does incredible work supporting crisis pregnancy centers. Those are the values of the Catholic Church? Malkin's book details the open borders lobbying that Catholic Church officials, all the way up to Pope Francis, have been involved with, specifically noting the work between billionaire George Soros and the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, who routinely advocate for mass immigration to the U.S. Your average conservative consumer of information is very, very familiar with the name George Soros, but I think they're less familiar with the interaction and the infrastructure between George Soros, the Vatican, the Catholic Church, and every one of its sub-organizations, the Conference on Catholic Bishops, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, Catholic Charities, Catholic Relief Services, Malkin said. And you've got all these bishops every day attacking our president and our country. You had Pope Francis bragging just the other day about how he loved the criticism from the small faction of us, I'm a Catholic as well, who are defending American sovereignty, Malkin said. He relishes that fight. The Catholic Church has deep economic incentives to promote mass illegal and legal immigration to the U.S., as the vast majority of new arrivals to the country derive from Mexico and Central America, which are heavily Catholic, as Breitbart News has chronicled. For example, about 52% of the illegal alien population is from Mexico, where more than 80% of the country is Catholic. Watch Malkin's full interview here. Listen to Malkin's full interview here. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.